Colleen and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
I have a friend who's always hit the gym. She's a bit of a gym rat, and she is just constantly getting hit on.
Really?
And it's awkward.
Wow, okay.
It's always good awkward things, like someone coming up and talking about her form.
Mm-hmm.
You have good form.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And it's not just flattery. It's
no, that's an in. You're right. Not just coming up to someone talking about their form.
Okay.
That's great form. That means you. What's great form is my rear end. You think my rear end is great form, is what you're noticing.
Mm.
I mean, right?
Probably.
Right?
I just think it's kind of gutsy.
I don't know. Because I do know. I will say that some people who really get into this seem really, really into it.
Yeah, they like
it.
They
like to talk about things like form and stuff. So it's not crazy to me that that's a legit conversation. It's also not crazy that that's an in, like you said.
Right. Yes. Unless you are a trainer. Like if a trainer came up to me or someone who's coaching the class and
but
it's
isn't
like,
everybody,
excellent form,
isn't
Colleen.
Everyone a trainer anymore?
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Uh-huh. It seems
that
like
is true.
I mean, what difference between that and like if someone was doing yoga and they can go like down really far into their pose and you go, well, look at you. Because that's kind of, you know, a lot of stretching.
I don't think you say that.
No?
You don't go, look at you?
No, I don't.
Look at you doing that perfectly, or that's the bad?
You would say good form. That's excellent. I mean, people always talking about
that. So that good form's okay.
So it could be.
I like your form. And yoga's
but
okay.
But a stranger wouldn't say that.
Well, but, I mean, what if you really, like, are impressed?
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
I just think
I'm impressed
a bit of a,
by the split, so I would be like, oh, look at you.
Right. I remember when I was probably, maybe I was 23, 24, and at the gym, and an older gentleman came up to me and said, his line to me was, wow, you must have been a college athlete.
Okay.
I said,
well, that kind of BS is definitely hitting on you.
I said,
say that
no.
Out loud?
But then I was curious as to what made him think I must have been a college athlete.
Of course.
Because it wasn't like I was in the middle of a tennis game or something.
Yes.
Where
what sports?
You would think, oh, you're well coordinated. I was doing like tricep press.
So
you know?
He threw the bait in the water and you couldn't resist.
Oh, you think so?
I wasn't, but I just, you know, I just try and stay in shape. You know, I act as though if I was one.
So okay. I'm wondering, for those of you who are at the gym a lot, like, what's the pickup line you couldn't believe somebody tried?
Mm-hmm.
280-1025, or maybe you could believe. I mean, maybe it worked. I mean, I don't know. But what was like? I just think the gym is such a vulnerable place. I mean, let's face it. Where you know if you're doing it right, you're sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in the zone. You're kind of, you know, you're there.
Yeah.
You get in, get out. People have their workouts. I want to get in, get out, be done with it for the day. You know, and then all of a sudden, someone comes up and says something to you.
And next thing you know, Colleen has a dinner plan.
Well, old Colleen.
New Colleen would probably still accept.
You're right. If someone came up to me today and was like, oh, you must have been a college athlete, I would probably lose my mind. You're right. I'd be like, let's go to dinner.
The one time I know for sure that I got hit on, I had no idea, as usual.
Right.
I was clueless.
Mm-hmm.
And I only know because somebody told me a long time later, but when we both lived in Springfield, Illinois, Carl, there was another woman that worked at one of the competing stations who was on a show over there who I would see at the gym regularly, and she would always come up and talk to me and was real friendly, and I was just always, she's really nice,
yeah.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
I'd talk, and then I'd just move on.
Yes.
And it was about a year later, I think, after, well, I quit going, that somebody told me that they ran into her, and she said, yeah, I kept trying to talk to him and get him to pay attention to me, and he was just clueless, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds right.
I mean, that's you at the gym. You've got your earbuds in,
well,
you're in the zone.
I am worried about my form.
You've stared at the treadmill for a good 20 minutes, going, nope.
I didn't turn it on. John is on the phone here in Des Moines. All right, John, so what happened?
Oh, man, I don't know. It was leg day, dude. I was, like, doing my squats, right? And this woman just comes up behind me and slaps my ass, and she says, I like this. And I was like, Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
By the way, add that to the list of things that women would get away with and men would not.
No,
okay?
No way could a man get away with that. No way.
No.
Well, did you continue to talk to her, or did she just keep walking? Was she just kind of like being flirty and left it there?
Dude, it was totally awkward, man. Like, I was about to fart, you know?
Squats will do that.
So you did or did not go out? I take it did not?
No, dude. The whole time I'm thinking, like, don't rip one right now. She's still right next to you.
Okay. All right. Oh, my gosh.
Problems I've never had.
Right?
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.